You're listening to a Monkey Buns production.
Help everyone, it's Corrie here, and you lovely people are listening to Laminated List with myself and the marvellous Kelly B. This show is all about that fantasy-free past you could have in an ideal world, which would allow you to sleep with any three celebrities of your choice, should you be so fortunate.
Laminated List, laminate your list. A really famous name to maybe steal a kiss. If you see them, you can ask them, hey, you're on my list, would you like to fill my tits? Laminated List, laminate your list. For when you're feeling horny or when you're feeling pissed. No divorcing, just cavorting. But it only counts if you laminate the list. Laminated List.
We had to come up with some rules though, didn't we, Kel? So I guess we should quickly run through those.
It has to be a celebrity, so it can't be Claire from Accounts. Number two, it has to be a celebrity as they are now. For instance, it can't be Debbie Harry when she was in Blondie. It has to be Debbie Harry now, as in like 2021.
I mean, she don't look that bad.
Number three, it has to be an actual person, not a fictional person.
Mm-hmm. Like who?
Well, I would have chosen Professor Snape.
Not allowed.
Alan Rickman. Obviously.
Not a real person. Alan Rickman's dead also.
Okay. So obviously it can't be a dead person.
Or Professor Snape.
Number four, it's a one night stand. So no one is leaving their loving partners. It's just for the one night. Just pure
so
sex.
So it could be someone who's evil. Pretty Patel, I'm looking at you.
Number five, it cannot be changed once laminated. That is it.
That's it. So I've had my list for quite a while now and it's not changed. I'd say 5 years this list is laminated to fuck. There is no, I can't go back.
I'm still in the process of deciding my laminating list, which has been the bugbear of Corrie for
it
about 5 years.
It drives me insane. I don't know why she just can't make a decision as I have. But I did have a shortlist and I did have to narrow it down.
So who's in your shortlist then?
Vincent Gallo, the director, the actor, the model, the because I think he might be slightly racist.
But so, what's he been in? I always forget who Vincent Gallo is.
He was in Buffalo 66.
Never seen it.
Which he made as well. Mm-hmm. And then he was in the infamous, he's in Palookaville too, but then he was in the infamous, again, written, produced, directed, acted in, Brown Bunny. And that's the one where he gets his cock out and Chloe Sevigny gives him fellatio for real on screen. And that wasn't when I fell in love with Vincent, because I was well into him before that. Buffalo 66 is an amazing film.
I've never seen it.
It's got Christina Ricci in it. I mean, you've got to watch it. It's a fucking masterpiece of a film.
If I had my phone, I'd look him up now, but...
No, we're not allowed. Producer
Alfie. I was taking my phone.
Would give us a stern look. He's getting confiscated at the door. Yeah, so anyway, he's hot as fuck. He's still, like, now he's in his mid-50s. He's still fucking fit.
But what name a film that I might have seen him
though
in?
I've
never seen him.
So, like I'm saying, it's not, I couldn't name a film that you might have seen him in if you've
Is
not
he in
seen
Shrek?
Those films. He's not in Shrek. He's also not in that one where the man climbs up a mountain you think he's going to die all the time, because that's your other favourite film.
Oh, Free Solo.
Would you ever go on him?
Oh, Alex. Yes, I would.
I knew you would. Is it because of his big hands? Kelly has thing.
He has got big hands.
Kelly, you have a thing for big hands.
I do have a thing for big hands.
Name me a celebrity with big hands. Don't say Farmer Chris from Celebs on a Farm.
Well, I do like Alexis from...
his name's not Alexis.
Oh, Alexi?
Get his name right.
Okay,
yeah.
He's got big hands.
Alexi from who?
90 Day Fiancé.
Right.
Though there was some, when we were trying to discuss with the podcast last night, with our producer Alfie, he said that I couldn't have him because he's not a celebrity.
And we disagreed because he has his own TV show, Pillow Talk.
This is true. This is true. But I mean, he's not on my laminated list.
Well, of course not, Kelly. Because
I haven't got a laminated list
she
yet.
She can't fucking laminate a list to save her life. And that's the whole...
I've just thought who John Krasinski and who is going to on
Say
my laminated...
Say his name properly.
Krasinski? Krasinski?
Alfie producer.
The one that's married to Emily Blunt.
Yeah, that one. And he's in the office.
He's got big hands.
Right. Is that the first thing you look for when you're thinking about your list?
A bit of man in general.
Right. So name me someone who's got smaller hands that you would find sexually attractive.
I
haven't got a boyfriend. That was a lie.
I don't know. No, I think small hands would put me off a little bit.
How small is small? I've got pretty fucking small hands.
But they're not girly.
What are you trying to say? I've got tiny man's hands.
You've got little spades.
Tiny man's hands.
Like moles.
I think my hands are girly. If I grew my nails, they'd be girly.
See, I've got quite girly hands, but yeah. I like them big.
You haven't got the biggest of hands, though.
Well, I don't know, compared to you.
Yeah, but I've got midget hands. Oh, I shouldn't say that word. Sorry. A small person's hands.
So, you've got...
Vincent Gallo. As you know, he's been on the top of my list for 26 years. But I've decided recently, I know this will come as a shock, but I think I'm going to take him off my list. His views don't really... align with mine exactly. I'm sure he'll be crushed. As he's no longer on it, I guess I'm going to be auditioning now, Kelly. Similar to you every week.
Whoop whoop.
we can scour men
so
together.
Finally, I can have you as not being decisive.
I know. Well, yeah, that's true. But I'm pretty decisive. I've got two like right buzzing in my brain right now.
Yeah, I'm quite surprised that you've changed it. I think it's a good decision.
Well, I'm fed up with evil. Like, you know, I don't really think that having an evil person on your list is sexy anymore.
That's 1996, isn't it?
So, like, I think now I want nice, good men on my list. And, you know, hopefully that will mean that I get to perv on more men. Instead of just boring old Vincent every day.
Like, you need help with that.
Oh, yeah. I need zero help with that.
Like, has ever stopped you before perving on old men?
Really,
or any man?
Any man, actually. I think I'm going to go younger this time.
Ooh.
I know, because they were all in the 50s and I've just thought, no, after my recent experiences, sniff around the 30s.
I'm thinking of going older, but yeah, okay. Well, that'll be interesting.
It will be.
Listeners.
It'll be very interesting.
Corrie's going younger.
I'm going younger. Let it be known. Only on the list, not in real life. Who knows? So that's me and Vincent's love affair over with quite early. So let's go back to you and the old John Krasinski. Is that even how you say his name?
Well, I mean, I'm never going to know how to say his name. But John Krasinski, I think Krasinski. I'm going to say Krasinski. Emily Blunt's fella. Krasinski? Krasinski.
Krasinski.
I don't know. Him. John K.
John K. from The Office and The Quiet
American
Place.
American Office.
And that other one, I don't really know much what he's done, but I've started to watch The Office. He's got big hands and the trouble is, this is where I come away from the list a little bit, because it's not that I'm coming away from the list. I don't think I'd just want one night with him, even though I think, you know, I really like his wife. I think I could imagine me with him. I just think he's really funny and hot, and he's got really big hands.
These are all the attributes that you look for in a partner.
Yeah. He just seems really funny.
Let's go through them.
Hot.
Yeah.
Funny.
Yeah.
Big hands.
Yeah.
He's tall. I do quite like tall.
Well, you're not a small lady.
No.
Not fat-wise, listeners, as in height.
No, but it's also a bit... I want someone that's maybe going to grab me up and throw me around.
They'd have to be big. So that's why Paul Rudd couldn't go on there. By the way, Kelly...
I think our producer Alfie looks like Paul Rudd.
He doesn't.
Again, Paul Rudd makes me laugh.
Paul Rudd is the size of
a mouse. But he could be somebody that's on my list. I think John has had quite a...
John.
I feel weird just getting his name John. John.
I think we have to say John now.
John Krasinski. Yeah. After this, I'm going to find out how to say his name properly.
Next week. I want to know how to say his name.
I'm going to say, is it Russian?
Polish? I don't fucking know. We should ask Dorota, she'll know.
Oh, yeah. But I think he's going to be on the list for a while. I think he's kind of stuck around for, a while, about 2 months.
So this is a possible laminated
person. It could be, yeah. It could well be. Could well be.
Oh, so we've moved on from Professor Snape.
But it's just Alan Rickman playing Professor Snape.
Alan Rickman is dead and Professor Snape is not a real person. What do you mean? There's no
Okay. Yeah, but I think it's more like fantasy of... I don't know why. I'm not a Harry Potter fan. Well, obviously... Well, I don't know.
What
I'm confused.
What fan are you of?
It's the long hair. Ooh, long hair.
It's a goth look.
Maybe goth.
Is there someone else in the goth world that you...
Well, this is why I always have a problem with the laminated list, because I always forget. Then somebody else new comes along and I'll be sat on my own watching TV and then someone else will pop up and I'll be like, oh, I must text Corey. This one's on my list.
And I'm like, what?
She's normally always like, no.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Or no.
Yeah, normally, basically, just like, no. She'll just tell me no. It's not going on your list. So my list is still a working thing. It's evolving.
It's been evolving for 5 years, Brams.
Yeah.
Sorry, by the way, I call Kelly Brams all the time. I don't understand how you haven't got as far as like one person that's solidly on this list.
I mean, this is not out of the realms of possibility that John will come off soon.
It is not.
I mean,
knowing you, it will be... Someone else. It will be Boris
but
Johnson.
But who? No, not Boris.
No, joking.
There was a time.
There was
a time when I just thought, this was well before, obviously, he got real power.
He was still a Kelly.
Well, yeah, he's sort of, Boris is never on my list. Not even on my bad list.
It sounded to me then that there was
he's got small hands.
Has he?
He's got that foppy-ish.
I've shook Boris Johnson's hand, and let me tell you, he lingered a bit too long with that.
I can imagine he's a lingerer.
He put the hand in, and then he did that thing where he puts his hand on top, so your hands... Oh. And then he did a longer than normal shake and looked into my eyes.
Oh,
and I thought to myself, not for me.
No.
I'm going to resign. And I did. And I did.
Who's the next one?
Well... This will surprise quite a few people. It's Rob Zombie, who is musician, director. He's just fit as fuck. And like, he's even now in his late 50s. I've had a look at him recently. I do like to go back and double check my list, because obviously I've had it a while and they're aging. So I like to go back and just have a double check that I am right with this list, because I can't change it. Them's the rules. Once it's laminated, that's it. I looked at it recently and I thought, yeah, still would at 100%. But he's not like he's not like Vincent Gallo's a very good looking person. You would say, yep, I can see why Corey would fancy him. I don't think a lot of people get why I fancy Rob Zombie. He's just got, it's a bit dirty looking.
You do go for sometimes dirty looking.
I love
looking.
A little bit trampy.
I always meant to massage Rob Zombie.
I know, that's
because I do massage.
I mean, if you are.
For all the listeners out there. Yeah. Also listeners. If you hear any banging about, Corrie's flump upstairs has just come back home.
I've got a new neighbour and he looks like one of the flumps. He seems a very nice man. He's from North America somewhere. Couldn't discern Canada. Canada?
Canada.
Or America, but somewhere in that region. Very sophisticated, but he does look like a flump. Now, not many of you probably will know what a flump is, because you'd probably have to be 40 plus to know. So look him up.
So no scope. Back to, so I do massage, well, just before COVID, obviously, but I have done some backstage and I was asked to massage Rob Zombie.
Who else have you massaged, Kelly?
Someone with very big hands, Lou Ferrigno. Again,
that's the Hulk, people. Original Hulk.
He was very, very lovely. I don't know if I'm Ferrigno.
No, I think Ferrigno.
I was saying
correct.
Like oregano.
Ferrigno. Well done.
Yeah, I was
pronounced
Ferrigno.
The surname
yeah.
correctly. I'm very impressed.
Yeah, he had very big hands.
How big would you say?
Oh, massive. You felt him.
I bloody didn't.
You did. You shook your hand.
Did he shake my hand?
Yeah, because I got the Hulk little thing for your nephew.
Did he actually touch my
hand? Yeah. Oh, it was Lisa. No, it was Lisa.
Jesus Christ.
It's Lisa.
Let's not get me and Lisa mixed up. She's Australian.
No, but you were both there.
Was it? No.
Oh, was it just Lisa?
Oh, no, it could be
Lisa.
Yeah,
no, you came.
No, there was me, you're Lisa. Right.
Yeah, you were there and he dragged. He was like, oh.
Maybe he did shake my hand.
I think it was you.
Why have I blocked that out?
Because you said thank you for him getting the nephew the toy.
Yeah.
And he
my nephew.
Goblin. And he dragged your hand and was
shook
it. Yeah,
when he sat down. I didn't mind him doing that. I did mind it when Boris did it. Right, but he's not on your list, Lou.
No.
But who else have you massaged that's famous?
Neil Diamond. Neil Diamond. I was going to throw another Neil, then it was Neil Diamond.
What were you going to call him? Neil Sapphire?
When as soon as I said it, I was like, I've got that name wrong. I've got that name wrong.
Neil Citrine.
Neil from In Between Us.
Go on then. No. Who else?
Sinead O'Connor.
This is good, Kelly. This is good level of celebrities you've had your hands on.
Len Chapman. Goodman. The one that does Dancing with the Stars.
I don't know.
The Strictly Come Dancing.
I don't think it's named Chapman. But
Len Goodman.
Yeah.
Is it Chapman?
Goodman. Oh. Goodman.
We're also getting told to wrap it up. It was. I thought I got the name right. I can't remember what Rob Zombie's looks like. I remember looking him up.
He's hot as fuck.
I think I remember when I got asked to massage him, I'd never heard of him, and who I used to live with got very excited. And then what's he done as in film wise?
So he's a musician. Can I ever say that word? Or say magician or musician. But he's mostly horror films. So it's like House of a Thousand Corpses. Oh, God, I'm not into horror films. But those sort of, that series of horror films is another one as well he's done. There's a few on that. And his wife, Cherie Moon Zombie, she normally stars in...
Is she hot?
She's fit as fuck too. No, if I was bisexual, not saying I don't like a dip in the lady pond every now and again, but if I was bisexual, she'd probably be...
I have
a separate list, by the way, which we should talk about. Could,
maybe in
another
the future.
Time about girls.
About girl. Yeah, that's a...
Because I identify as straight... But there would be a dip if I could have an additional card.
There'd be a dip,
So my final one that's laminated on the list.
We've not even gone to mine yet, but this is what you're seeing.
Well,
Corrie,
you don't have
takes.
A
fuck. Well, I've got suggestions. Like James Acaster always comes on mine.
Yeah, but you want to a relationship with him.
I do again want because I find him very awkward and funny.
I like James Acaster. I don't know if I'd want to have sex with him, but I definitely want a night out with
him. It'd be awkward.
He's got big hands, though.
He has got big
hands.
And
he's ginger.
Apparently he's not ginger. Apparently, on a podcast, on an interview.
I've got eyes, they're not painted on.
Apparently, on an interview, I heard it. I think it was on his podcast. No, he's not.
He is.
Because somebody called him the Rise of the Gingers or something, did a thing, and he was like, I'm not ginger.
Yeah, he can say he's not ginger as much as he wants. I've got eyes.
He says himself he's not ginger.
Yeah, but a lot of people say that.
Okay,
used to say that myself.
I've forgotten who else. So who then on your...
Oh, so my final one that's definitely on the list is Mads Mikkelsen, the Danish actor, who's probably one of the finest looking men I've ever seen in my life. Out of the three, he's probably the most handsome.
Where's Mads Mikkelsen from?
So he's been in Hannibal, was the series that he was in, where he's an amazing actor.
I think I know who you mean with this one.
Quite a few. He's the baddie in James Bond. I can't remember which James Bond
it was.
It
was the Pierce Brosnan one,
was
it?
No, I don't think it was.
Oh, okay.
I can't remember because I don't watch the modern Bonds. I'm a classicist.
He's good looking.
He's just so good looking. And then you see pictures of him when he's younger and you're like, are you yes, please. What I've noticed about my laminated list is all these men are in their mid to late 50s. But I've had them for a long time, which means I've stuck with the level of attractiveness as they've aged, which I think is quite interesting.
And that is quite interesting. So do you think in another 10 years, because I'm sure that we'll still be talking about it, they'll be on your...
Well, this is where we come to the ones that have like nearly made it and then didn't. So for instance, Johnny Depp, I used to find incredibly attractive, but now he looks terrible to me. Terrible, terrible, terrible. So I'm glad he's not on my list.
Mm.
The one that I regret slightly is Viggo Mortensen.
Who's he?
He was in Lord of the Rings.
Never seen it. Long blonde hair.
No, not blonde hair. Dark hair. He was Aragorn. Ara something. I don't know the character. But he was like the fit one in that. And so that would have come out a long fucking time ago.
See, Jason Momoa. I've just thought, of course, Jason Momoa. That's who I'd...
Momoa. What's his name?
Again. Why do I pick... Momoa. Jason Momoa.
Yeah.
I even went to see... What's that one with him does the water thing?
Aquaman.
Did. Went with our friends to see that. And...
What friends?
Sam and Simon.
They're my friends too.
You are friends.
How did I...
Friends.
I know, but I...
You were in LA.
I wouldn't have fucking come if I was right there in the cinema.
I've never seen so many middle-aged women in a cinema. Oh god, even Simon, when we came out, he was like, yeah, the film was pretty shit, but I can see why women fancy him. He is hot.
Yeah, he's hot. He's absolutely hot.
Again, I'd love a relationship with him.
Can't. He's married to Lisa Bonet.
He's a very one that I take on and off just because there's other people.
You take him on and off?
Freddie Flint off.
Oh, my God. This is why I just give up with her sometimes. What the fuck is wrong with you? Freddie Flint off. Freddie fucking Flint off. What is attractive about that man?
Because he's got massive hands, he's really tall, and he's funny, he's northern. Yeah, thanks, producer Alfie.
Is he on your card, Alfie? All
right, well. Who's on producer Alfie's card?
He won't get it out of him one day.
Who would you think? What would you... Ooh.
Let's get... Well, I'm thinking a redhead might be on there. I'm going to go for... Will it be Jessica? The curvy one. What's her name?
Oh, from Mad Men.
Yeah, that one, Christina Hendrick. No. He's saying no. Okay, well, that was my guess.
So another redhead.
No,
and then Nicole Kidman.
No, she's horrible. Jessica Chastain.
No. Why are we going redheads?
I'm just thinking he's blonde. Got
a thing
for it.
Being hopeful.
Oh! By the way, Corey has red hair.
All right. That was me told.
Corey's just got pied twice in a night.
Fucking hell. It's not my night tonight. It's not my night.
Megan Fox?
No.
Funny thumbs. But, okay. Something particular.
He's like you.
I don't think like him big hands and arms, but I don't like arms like.
Oh, no.
Not like bodybuilders.
I hate that.
It's just a natural.
And when they wear it tight.
Oh,
yeah, so they're my three, and they're never coming off the card. The card is laminated. I'm more than happy with that card. There was one other person that who's a recent one that I was thinking, oh, should I swap Rob Zombie out?
Oh, okay. So that's Rob Zombie would be the one that you'd be likely to swap out.
Out of the three.
Uh huh.
And it was the actor Tom Hughes.
Which one's he?
Well, he went out with Jenna Coleman. But I first...
What, before Channing Tatum? No, I've got
What's
no...
What's
no, I don't know. I don't know. He's Jenna Coleman.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
So he was Prince Albert in that TV series, Victoria, whatever it was called. But that's not where first came to my attention.
Okay, that's another one I'll have to look
I'm obsessed with Agatha Christie. And he was in A Marple. And I was like watching it with our friend Beth. And I was like... And she was like, he's... fit, and I was like, he is fit as fuck. And I was thinking, wow, if I could only go back now and relaminate, Rob might be off the car. I can't.
When do you think I'll laminate? When do you think I'll ever get to a point?
2040.
I don't think. Do you know why I retire in 2049? I got my retirement thing.
So 9 years before you retired, you might have the card.
I just don't think I change my mind too often. John is doing well at staying like. On, and then there was Tom Hardy, obviously. It's all just, I'm so basic.
It's such a basic. Listeners, I ask this question all the time to people. I'm obsessed with it, aren't I? Laminate.
Yeah,
I ask everybody. And the main ones that come up for girls are Tom Hardy.
That's why, yeah.
And the main one that comes up for boys is Jennifer Lawrence.
See, I don't get the Jennifer Lawrence thing.
It's because she did we've got one! Alfie has just given us a nod to that. So we know
a little head nod.
And the reason why I think is because she did those saucy naked pictures and now boys are like, she's a minx.
I think it's because she's a bit down to earth and
a bit... she's cool also.
She is cool.
She's
cool. I think she'd be fun.
And she's pretty and she's got a great figure.
Yeah.
So
she was more that power, Mystique.
More power.
Look at me knowing my Comic-Cons. Mystique, Marvel. No, they're DC. Superheroes.
You're DC. Okay, well,
you're a Marvel.
Yeah, I guess it's worth pointing out, Kelly, to our listeners, in case they think that this is just going to be you and I banging on about how great my list is and how shit yours is.
Which is just a usual weekend night.
Just us.
For us.
Forever talking about it. We are going to have guests on who are going to explain to us and justify to us their choices of the lemonade list.
And that's usually then Corey telling them no, they can't have it.
Well,
or just usually me.
I like to challenge people's choices. You've not really challenged me on many of my choices, and that's because
because I've got to now research and see who they are. So the next time we come on, come back with a strong argument.
Yeah. Good point.
Yeah. All right. So what I'm going to say, maybe for this week, I can just sort of say, right, John is on the list, not for me. I'm going to sellotape my list because you can peel up sellotape. No. So
what's sellotape?
Sellotape.
What's sellotape?
Sellotape.
Yeah.
Making you look very great.
I'm going to sellotape my list. So it's going to have John Krasinski.
Okay, and who, let's just for now.
James Acaster.
Okay.
That was quite decisive for me. And Tom? Jason Momoa. Momoa. Momo. Momo.
You said it
Momo.
Right.
Momoa. Momoa.
God almighty.
Aquaman.
The flumps back. Okay, so that's good. So we've got
my sellotape.
I would like, Kelly, next week to see how this laminating process is going and if we're still keeping
the sellotape.
The sellotape on these three people. Feeling that this is not going to happen, but
We can see, and then we can like research stuff, and then we'll wrap up today's episode because I, by both producer Alfie and Corrie, was told I couldn't drink, so I need to go and have a glass of wine.
And she ignored that and poured herself a large white wine. No,
I had soda
in it on top.
I'm not meant to be drinking. I'm on a fitness challenge.
Yeah, well done with that. So, Kelly, I guess your homework for next week is,
I don't really like homework. I'll think about it.
You've got to know about who my people are.
Oh, I've got to find out. You know I'm going to forget.
Me on them. And then you have to also come up with your sellotaped list, the three. And you have to tell me some morally corrupt / evil people that you would have
sexual... Is it more disturbing that I know them more than I know the normal
people? It's a little bit more disturbing, but I'll let that fly for now because you did say sellotape.
Okay. And I do need wine.
So, you really need a big glass of wine.
Listeners, it's been great.
Chink, chink.
nominate your list. A really famous name to maybe steal a kiss. If you see them, you can ask them, hey, you're on my list. Would you like to fill my tits? Nominate your list for when you're feeling horny or when you're feeling pissed.